To shift the balance of power in our society, many more people need to let go of the idea that nothing can be done or that they have nothing to offer. When we hesitate to engage in politics as more than dissatisfied voters, we end up handing our power to those who are already powerful. We live in a society that tells us that we're on our own, and even as a small number of corporate executives exercise outsized control over our lives. Over the past 40 years, the people who run the largest companies in the world have succeeded in depressing wages for most workers, increasing profits, and shrinking government as a safety net in hard times. These changes have caused great suffering and shorter lifespans. They've also cut us adrift from each other. We distrust not only big institutions, but also one another and ourselves. We seek community, but doubt it exists. We want our voices to be heard, but question if anything can change. We hear how money has corrupted politics, but that just reinforces our disgust with the system. I wrote this book as a tool to help interrupt this cycle of cynicism. I want to demystify social change so that we see it as something that we're all meant to do as humans. We have to view our engagement with the world, with all its problems, as how we live out our purpose in life. When we organize, we act as our best selves. We experience being an agent of change rather than an object of someone else's imagination. We overcome division and despair. We solve problems that need not exist. This is about more than just being good people. It's about our survival. In a society where wealth is ever more concentrated and the planet is at risk, opting out is not an option. If we don't act now, our lives and those of our children and their children will be immeasurably diminished. It will become increasingly hard to afford higher education, find stable work, and walk the streets without fear of violence. Ella Baker, the organizing conscience of the civil rights movement, said about her work, "My basic sense of it has always been to get people to understand that in the long run, they themselves are the only protection they have against violence and injustice. That means nurturing people's capacity to lead their own organizations. As she said, strong people do not need strong leaders." Stand Up offers a tested step-by-step framework for becoming an effective social change leader and building better organizations. It's designed to motivate more people to dive in and take greater risks. It's a call to experience the power and purpose that comes from joining other people to create a world in which we can all belong and thrive. If you are already involved in social change, the book is meant to help deepen your commitment, to answer the question, how do I make a life out of this justice work and bring others with me? 5 Conversations That Can Change the World and Our Lives. Stand Up is structured around 5 conversations that can help people build and lead powerful organizations. Our capacity to talk with one another is the most reliable tool we have for changing the world. We all know the difference between a lecture and a conversation. When we talk at people rather than with them, most people will take a pass. Some may show up again or respond to the action we ask them to take, but their commitment is unlikely to grow. Any results will probably be short-lived. We need to engage in dialogue with people if we want to see them develop into leaders or to build organizations that can persist against powerful foes. Conversations take time and can be difficult. They're powerful because they create a pool of shared meaning that makes it possible for people to think together. The choices we make about strategy and tactics are better when they stem from dialogue. People feel a sense of ownership and responsibility for them. Social change boils down to building durable human relationships that make it possible for large numbers of people to act with power and purpose, which is why Stand Up is structured around conversations.